I was suckling myself, actually, this one right here.
You can suck yourself?
I can suckle myself.
Oh my God, I love and it.
It's great. And I, this bliss like laid over my face and I was like, this is what they get when they're suckling and it's really amazing.
Hi, my sweets. Before we get into this week's episode, I am wearing my newly designed hoodie. It's organic, thick, oozing with sweetness and deliciousness, reminding you to surrender to the pleasure and the beauty that is yourself and your relationships and life. Check it out. It's very cute, printed on the front and the back. You can find it on my website, barbiejeanxo.com. And this supports me and my work and every episode and this channel and this podcast. So I really appreciate your support. Thank you. Welcome to Sweet Release Podcast with me, Barbie Jean. Hi, sweets. Welcome back. I'm Barbie Jean, your host. And today we have a lot of kinks and pleasure and empowering you and educating you on titties and so many things. I'm really excited to introduce you to my guest today. This is Domino Marinella. Mm-hmm. Welcome.
Hi, thank you. Thank you very much. I'm so glad to be here.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm happy to have you and to pop your podcast cherry. Yay!
Be gentle.
I will, of course. So I first, I came across you because you actually host events that are, breast play and allowing people to feel comfortable in that space. And I even saw some kind of acronyms that I had never even known. I didn't even know what they were. So I'm excited for you to kind of educate me and my sweets and kind of learn more about this kind of big umbrella of breast play. But first, I would love to get to know you a little bit more. Okay. Have you always kind of been a very explorative person? Do you feel like you have always kind of had this sexual energy, or did it come at a certain point in your life?
I feel that I've always been a freaky person. And the discovery of the breast playing community really opened a lot of things for me. And the spark was nudism. I've always been a nudist. And one day I just got tired of waiting for somebody who would come and be nudist with me. And last year, I decided I would go find some place to be nude. And I landed myself at a swingers party. And it all snowballed and rolled into what we have right now. So... Yes.
I love that. Yes, so are you like nude all the time at home? Like what does being a nudist mean?
No clothes.
Yeah, all the time.
As much as possible.
As much as you can.
Coming home and taking off your clothes, getting out of the shower and staying out of the clothes, making love and just never putting clothes back on.
Oh, I love that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's such a freeing feeling. I remember going to my first like nudist beach and I was just like, this is amazing.
Yeah. I haven't been to a nudist beach, but there are plans in the community to go as a group. So I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, there's one not far from here down towards San Diego.
Right. I heard about that one. Yeah. That's the one I want to go to. And I hear there's one in Capistrano.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Cool.
So it's on the to-do list. Definitely want to go. Mm-hmm. I joined a nudist group too, so... It doesn't have to be swingers. It's just pure nudism. For my birthday, I'd like to have a nudist in August, a nudist party. So
I love that.
It's in the works. We're putting it together. So I'm really excited about that. Mm-hmm.
What was the first play party like for you?
It was at a mansion in Fontana. And great environment. So welcoming. And it was St. Patrick's Day, one of my favorite holidays because I really love green and I really love clovers. So it was cold actually that day too. So I doubted if I was going to have the chance to get naked, but there was a grotto there and there was another lady there who looked like a Barbie doll. She was gorgeous and she was comfortable in the lifestyle and she was there to meet a partner. And I told her what I was there to do. And next thing you know, she's butt naked and in the grotto. So I took it as an invitation. Okay, well, we're getting in. So I doff my clothing and I got in the grotto and it was great. And by the time I was done with the grotto, I was burning up hot. And I walked around in 60 degree weather with just a towel that night for the rest of the night. So it was very comfortable for me. And it was a lot of fun. The food was delicious. And the party was, it was great. And I was open to more experiences after that.
That's awesome. Yeah, I always encourage people to like parties. Sometimes you don't play, but sometimes it's just a great place to feel liberated in your body or even just in the connections that you make. Right. So it's nice to hear that yours was a positive.
Yeah, it was a great time. And it was a bit slow, but from what I understand, because I came in as a unicorn, that was the perfect slide into the lifestyle as opposed to like a really busy play party as a unicorn and then feeling overwhelmed by the attention and the interest. So I thought that was really awesome. Great introduction. And I got my wish. I got to be naked. Yeah. So that was fun too.
Love that. Yeah, so great. Have you dated couples before?
I haven't. And at this point, I don't consider myself a unicorn. But I have played with couples. That's a lot of fun. Even before I got into the lifestyle, I played with couples. And that was hot time. Hot time.
Yeah, it's a good time. Couples are fun.
Yeah, for sure. They are. I love that. Actually, I still play with couples, but only at, you know, as far as waist up at the play parties, couples will want to play and they'll enjoy my boobs.
Yeah, yeah. Your titties are amazing.
Thank you. I love them too. They're great. I love that gift from my great grandmother.
I love them. They're beautiful. I'm the itty bitty titty committee,
They're beautiful. All of them. I love all the titties. His titties, her titties, their titties, everybody's titties. Mm-hmm. Get my attention. I remember I was selling some tickets and somebody from the itty bitty committee came in, but she had the cute little brawn and I forgot to take her money and she almost got it for free because I got distracted by titties. So everybody's titties are beautiful.
I love that. Mm-hmm. So what are these events like? Because I know sometimes they're actually like milking or breast. Yeah. Could you just elaborate like what some of them are?
The events associated with the ICOT brand are part ceremony, part gathering, like get together with friends and community, part eating a meal. We usually have food and so we're eating there, and kinky fun. So a lot of acceptance and inclusion is involved in our parties. And at the titty hour, the breasts are presented and we all play with them. And you know, it's a great time. It's a really fun time to come to the breast party. And I think it takes a lot of pressure off of the guys to perform sexually when it's just like worship. It's just breast worship between the men and the women. So I invite you to come.
Yeah, I will.
You and Hunter are invited to come to the booby party.
Mm-hmm. I love it. Mm-hmm. And so is everyone that's there, they're mostly, you know, obviously they love breast play and they're into that. Mm-hmm. Are they all like showing theirs or are there certain people that are the breast worshipers or is it all just kind of a little...
Everybody is welcome to worship and everybody is welcome to be topless. Most of the worshipers are not topless, but the women are encouraged to be topless. Mm-hmm. So most of the women do at some point pull out their boobs.
Yeah.
and are approached by the sucklers and it's up to them, of course, to play. The consent is sexy in our group. So Summer and I, we like to host and we like to play. We love breast play. So we definitely enjoy our time at the parties.
Yeah, so, as you should. Yeah, that's the whole point.
Yeah, and a lot of people pop their play party cherries at my parties too. So, you know, I don't think it's such a big shock to come in and see a gangbang compared to, oh, these are tits. It's a great, okay, I can, without the expectation of performance anxiety and all the other things.
Yeah, it's a good introduction. Mm-hmm. I love that. Yeah, it's a good idea for you, sweets. A good introduction if you're LA based. Check these out. Well, what about like, you know, I think there's a level of kind of like this affection and kind of like, I don't know if it's in more of a DS relationship, but kind of cradling and nurturing and allowing the partner to like suckle. And sometimes people can produce milk in that space. Is that something you also explore with or is it?
Yes, actually, one of the participants just mentioned that they realized that they do reach subspace when they're nursing because the intention of the group is to create real relationships and bonds. And in the meantime, I want my titties played with too. So, you know, it's kind of like I ultimately would like a partner, you know, a romantic partner, but I want to play with, you know, this kink. So one of the members, as I was saying, that he he reached subspace. And it's just like, and you know what's interesting? I also really understood from my own experience what that meant, because I was suckling myself, actually, this one right here.
You can suck yourself?
I can suckle myself.
Oh my God, I love
and
it.
It's great. And I, this bliss like laid over my face, and I was like, this is what they get when they're suckling, and it's really amazing. So I highly recommend everyone to play with the A&R, which is adult nursing relationship, ABF, mm-hmm. adult breastfeeding, and really get into it. And I'm really happy that at least a handful of people have come to me and said, this interest is really like shaking things up for me. So I feel like that's a big hug from the universe when people are feeling positive benefits of this movement of mm-hmm. increasing intimacy, as opposed to, you know, this, not that there's anything wrong with wham bam thank you ma'am, that this is like a different branch where it's, we're encouraging intimacy and connection, and you know, we're not just rushing to the end, it's you're staying right here in the flow of arousal and intimacy, and you know, the shared connection that's happening. So it gets pretty deep, really. Yeah. Even though we're having to get together and playing with titties, that's why it's part ceremony, because there's experiences available that aren't available in other spaces in the kink communities.
Yeah, I love that. That's so beautifully said. I'm gonna get this leaf out of your hair.
Thank you.
Your hair is so pretty. I don't want it to. I do have a story for you, because I've actually experienced breast milk straight from the titty, and it was something that I've always really, I don't know. It was something that this guy that I was seeing at the time was like, I had this great experience. This woman was still breastfeeding her child, and I got to taste it. And I was like, oh my God, I would love that. Like, I don't know. There was something about it that felt so raw. And like you said, very like intimate and kind of a connective experience. And so we ended up having this lovely foursome, and she, I like sucked straight from the nipple, and also she was like squirting it, and it was coming out all these different directions. Mm-hmm. And it just felt like it was a very playful experience, but it also felt like, I don't know, it was just, it really was this like just super connective and sensual moment. And I think, because it's coming from a woman too, I feel like that connection with women too feels very soft and sensual for me, different than men. But so when I saw that you have these events, I was like, oh my God, what a cool idea. I feel like there's so many people that want to experience that.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
And there's more. I remember seeing this show. I can't remember what it was, but he comes home from work, and he's like in a long or like a business job, and he comes home from work, and his wife, he ends up like just, she holds him, and he ends up just like sucking from her. Yes. And I was like, this is awesome. Yes.
That's the dream.
Yeah. So I feel like there's a lot of levels to it. Like we talked about the kind of nurturing aspect, but also kind of, you can explore this DS relationship, and it's kind of allows you to just kind of submit and just kind of get into like the senses and the sensuality of it, which mm-hmm. I think is really beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And to add to my story, I actually had been induced from a partner that day that I was suckling my right breast and had the blissful experience. I was lactating that day. So for the first time, I actually got to experience my own milk, even though I'm a mother. And when I was pregnant and lactating, I was like, I don't want my milk. But this time I tasted it, and it tasted like almond milk after a bowl of cereal. So it was like light, but creamy and sweet with the blissful experience. And I was like, I'm sold. Okay. Wow. Yes.
Oh my God.
Confirmation. This is where I'm snuggling in right here. This is where I belong.
That's your sweet spot.
Right. And we have a couple of lactating women that come, and they're like the highlight. You know,
for sure.
You want to try milk? Here she is. And by the end of the night, I'm lactating because there's so much action going on. So it's a great, and then my partner Summer, she's working on lactation. It's a great time to see the milk comes. It's It's fun.
So you can continue lactating like after you're breastfeeding your children.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it's easier to reinduce after you've had children, but women who have never had children are also lactating. So it's very possible. Yeah.
My partner, it's the first person that this has ever happened to. He can sometimes squeeze my nipple and produce like a droplet of mm-hmm, milk. Mm-hmm. And I just remember thinking that was insane. And I thought I was special. And then
It is special.
But then I found out that he's like, oh, I've been able to make that happen on multiple women. I'm like, dang it. I thought my nipples were special.
They are special.
No, they are. But it's I was like, what? Like, yeah. I didn't know that was a thing. Right. So it is a thing. Uh-huh. And you can induce. Is there like a method or is there a practice that you can... Do you know?
I like to keep things simple. Okay. Mm-hmm. And so, yes, you can do the herbs. You can do the pumping for 20 minutes every couple of hours. You can do all of those things. Or you can just decide that you would like to lactate and then nurse some men. Get a partner, a nursing partner, and you guys commit to nursing as often as possible. And yeah, some positive thinking. Mm-hmm. Milk.
Love that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Intentionality.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. I don't want to stay up all night pumping out of it. Some women do, and they are so milky, and yes, applause for them. After one night of an event, I have milk in my boobs. So that's more fun to me. I'm all about economical use of my energy and having fun.
I love that. Yeah. Because I do have a friend, she has three kids and her and her partner are very kinky and they're in an open relationship. And I went to their most recent just kind of celebration of their third child. And I was like, have you ended up tasting her milk yet? Like, has it happened? And he's like, not straight from the tit yet. And she's just like, for me, it's more of this maternal instinct. And she's like, this is my third and final child. So I think like I will let him do it, but it just doesn't turn her on in a way. So has there ever been like, do you feel that way? Obviously not if you're into breast play, but.
Even when I nursed my son, yes, that was nurturing. I loved nourishing him with my boobs. And as soon as I was done nursing him, I would turn to my partner at the time and they would be sex fun. Mm-hmm. So I was able to hold both. But I do understand that a lot of women will take on the role of mother, which is a beautiful role, and it'll superimpose over everything else. They're no longer the person that they were before children in marriage and partnership. And they are, you know, no longer that sexy woman that, you know, would get her hair done and go walk like, you know, the wind is beneath her wings and they only want to be mom, but you're mom and other things too. So mm-hmm. to your friend who is considering, go full gusto, okay? Because they're your mom and your wife and your woman and sister and aunt and spiritual woman and whatever else that you can hold. So it's so important to inhabit your body also after you have a baby. And one way you can do that is with your partner by having him suckle that like brings you present with your breasts. Because yes, it's for baby, but they're also for you too, or else they wouldn't be on the body. So I hope that she sees this and then she just gives her husband as much milk as he wants.
I think we did a good encouragement for sure. Are there any other kinks that you're into that you'd be comfortable exploring or comfortable sharing?
Okay, I have a couple. I am into accents. I just discovered that and I just made a friend who is from France. So I get to listen to him speak to me and he is... gorgeous. Okay, gorgeous. His name is Tony. Shout out to Tony. Tony, and he reminds me of me as far as my background, because I was raised from South Central, you know, from the hood. And he's from France in the hood. So he's like, there's a relatability to him, but his accent is French. And when he is talking to his friends, it's in French. So I've just been like swooning over hanging out with him.
I love that.
I really love that. And apart from that, I'm interested in energy play. I don't know if you've ever seen like people giving orgasms without physical touch to people, just energetically. Have you ever seen that?
Yeah.
I'm also interested in that kind of thing, like the subtle energies that we walk around in and most people are never aware of. I want to come from that energy. I want to play with it and build it up and have pleasure. So I haven't explored that too much, but I'm working on it.
Yeah, I'm working on that one too. Yeah. I'm also working on a nipple orgasm.
Nice.
That's something I haven't experienced yet.
Okay. So
we're working on it.
Good, good. I have a lady in the group, and I don't think she's made it to nipple orgasm, but she has made it from, I get nothing from breastplate to, oh my gosh, I had so much fun with just my breast tonight.
Yes, yes, yes.
Girl, you're blooming. And what I told her was, fall in love with your breasts. Mm. Fall in love and watch how they respond. Because I fell in love with mine after I lost a bunch of weight and they were like pancakes. And I still love my pancake girls. But when they came back, baby, couldn't tell me anything. Okay. And it's just been great. Me and my girls. These are my girls. Okay. So, and that goes to any part of your body,
yes.
But if you're looking for a nipple gasm specifically, fall in love with them, touch them, hug them, talk to them because they'll respond.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I also have ways that you can make them bigger or smaller. So there's lots of things you can do. You are the creatrix of your temple, of your reality, of your world. If you just take responsibility, you can do it. So I wanted my boobs to be bigger. Not that they're not hereditary, but, you know, there's a technique that you can use. This is a hint.
Okay. Is that a massage?
Yes.
Or...
for nice. Bigger breast.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Twice a day.
Does it have to be in that direction?
Yes.
Okay.
Outward, bigger. Smaller, inward.
Mine always feel bigger when I'm on my period.
Yeah,
or maybe
of
they
course.
Just feel like a little...
swollen.
Swollen.
And a little fluid because you have the hormones. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, I got my left nipple pierced back, like, I don't know, this was a long time ago. I don't have it anymore. It fell out twice. I re-pierced it, but it really made the sensitivity of my left nipple more powerful.
Really? Mm.
And that actually, that piercing, I feel like, one, I thought it was so pretty, and I was obsessed with taking pictures. Not that I already was before. I love taking pictures of myself, but that really made me feel like just like fall in love with the beauty of it, and I always thought that I had small nipples for a while. And I mean, they are kind of small, but I feel like they're also beautiful in their own way.
Right. My nipples are small compared to the rest of the tit too. And people think, are they like plate size? Because I've seen like the plate size boobs.
Yeah.
Like those are beautiful, but no, mine are small too. So
I think that's what makes everyone so magical in their erotic truth, is that we're all beautiful and different.
Exactly. Exactly. So you fell in love with the left one, and the left one, I caught that. The left one is the more sensitive one.
Yeah.
Nice.
True.
Mm-hmm.
True. And it is the bigger one.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Are we against pulling out tits on the podcast?
Probably shouldn't, because then we'll get taken down.
We don't want that. Okay.
We don't want
all
that.
All right. We'll keep the
but
tits.
But it is slightly bigger. Are yours the same size?
The nipples?
No, your boobs themselves.
The left one is slightly bigger than the right one because I think the suckler spent a little more time on one than the other. But I think by now they're balanced. They're pretty close.
Yeah.
Pretty close to twins. But if, you know, a lot of times our body is not symmetrical. And so one part is going to be bigger than the other. And that's perfectly fine too. So I don't have any qualms about that. So maybe I think they're about, this one's still a little bit bigger than this one. I don't have favorites. They're both
perfect. So for tips for people, if they do want to grow them, it's like a massaging motion. Is there anything else that you recommend?
That's it.
No, that's it.
Just
energetically
massaging. Yeah, just massage.
Yeah, and fall in love with them.
And fall in love with them.
Yes, which I
think
is
fall in love with you, your breasts, and do the massage twice a day.
Mm-hmm. Obviously, you seem like you have a lot of self-love for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Have you always had that?
Oh, my gosh. No. Mm-hmm. And it's been a lifelong journey to make it to this part. And even this version is still brand spanking new. So it's awesome that you asked that. It's always a level of self-love that you can go even deeper with yourself.
Totally.
Never discover everything about you. So always find ways to fall in love with yourself. So, and one of those things I would suggest is pay attention to the unloving thoughts. Mm. So, you know, you might think, oh, that thing on mine, we're not doing that anymore. The nose is beautiful. Okay. And when you catch it, oh, there's something wrong. No, my nose is wonderfully made. And you can reframe those thoughts to make your body a wonderful place to live. Because if your thoughts are always abusing you, oh, there's something wrong with this, or there's something wrong with this, or they, I used to believe she thinks that I'm XYZ. And that's how I kind of like put it off. And I was like, she's over there scrolling her phone. She's not thinking about me. So I was like, oh, that's how I'm talking negatively about myself to somebody else. So then I started catching my own, and my mind is really pretty now, you know, but it hasn't always been like this. Somebody had to tell me, you know, this is how you create a happy place inside your body.
Yeah. Negative self-talk is like, it can just be debilitating.
It is. Yeah, absolutely.
So. I even like my partner catches me sometimes and he'll be like, be careful. Like, what do you, you know, don't.
That's right. He's an awesome partner.
He catches me in it and he's like, don't say those things, you know, because the more you embody that negative self-talk, the more, you'll just go downhill.
Exactly. You'll have more negative things to talk about and ponder on. But if you focus on your beauty, even if, you know, it's not considered conventional beauty, maybe you think it's beautiful, that you'll have more things of beauty to appreciate, and that will become your reality. So that's, for me, I enjoy that more than, you know, finding faults and ridiculing myself about that. So, and the opportunities like this opened up. You love yourself and life just goes, oh, here you go. You love me. Here's some more love for you. So I love that too.
Yeah, I'm so happy to have you here. Your energy is amazing.
Thank you. I appreciate that so much. Yours is too. This is great. I love this experience so much.
Thank you. Yeah. Do you have a favorite breast play story or a favorite experience with a lover or a partner that just wowed you and
I? Oh my gosh, I love all of them so
much. I probably have so many.
I know. I'll start with the first one. When I was like, I decided that I was into breast play, and that was with my very first partner, and he had oral fixation.
Oh, nice.
He sucked his thumb till he was well into adulthood, and he decided, okay, this is enough. One day, after much deliberation and took some courage, I asked him to suckle me. And he did. And he fell asleep and he suckled while he slept. And my body was on fire. Okay. I was like, oh, this is great. And I would meet other partners and they were, you know, grazed by, okay, on foreplay, but not like how he did it. So then I was a professional cuddler and I cuddled this man who was so attractive. And he wanted to suckle. And he introduced me to the community. And then when I found the community, I just was... It felt like a hug and an exhale and home. And that's how this, the ICOT in celebration of titties got started, because people were asking to meet and they were having trouble meeting from offline online, I mean, in person. And so I decided to put the people in person to enjoy this. So from my first partner, my first love, my first everything, to my cuddle partner, to this. So I think those are pivotal to what I've become right now.
Yeah, those are all catalysts to your essence now.
Exactly.
I love that.
Jeez, it was amazing. I love it so much. Multi-orgasmic nipples are fantastic.
Mm.
Yeah, and then to have a business focused on pleasure and intimacy, and it's great. Life is magical.
It is. Truly is.
It is. I really enjoy it.
And cuddling, that's cool. So you were a professional cuddler, so people would hire you to just hold you?
To talk and hold me. I felt passionate about that right after the pandemic, because so many people had been separated. So I felt passionate about bringing human connection back into people's lives. So,
yeah.
And this particular guy noticed my tits and he found out that I loved him. He figured his technique was sneaky, but I totally appreciate it because it worked. So... He introduced me into this community where people just get together and they have breast play. And he was so attractive. Oh, gosh. So attractive. Yes.
Love that for
yes.
you.
Yeah. So cuddling led to this. And I don't do cuddling so much, but I still really love cuddling. I'm a cuddle slut.
Love that. I love that. Cuddle slut.
Yeah, I'm a cuddle slut too. So love
my
it
favorite so thing after a big, long play session is a cuddle. Mm-hmm. That's the best.
Nice.
So your events, ICOT events, could you explain how that all, I mean, we kind of talked about how it all started and where it came from, but does that stand for something or is it?
ICOT stands for In Celebration of Titties.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. After I went to my second play party at a mansion, I heard this lovely lady after watching her partner make passionate love to her. And I'm a voyeur too. Okay. Watching them. And then they got up and they were dressing and she was saying, you know, I'm getting ready to host parties too. And I said, I want to do it too. And fast forward, I was in a group called Phase Two, and it's about intuitive living. I love them. And she asked me what I wanted to do. And I said, I want to do play parties. And it was a swing between BBWs and boo parties. And she said, which one do you feel most excited about? It's going to be boo parties. That was in November of last year. And then I had been talking to Summer. I met her in one of the online groups. And 4 days before I had scheduled, I picked a date, I picked the theme, I wanted it to be a luxury, like holiday party, and we're going to get together and eat and have hot chocolate and so play with tits, and it would be great. 4 days, I was losing my fire because it was difficult for me to find a venue. Summer tells me, I said, am I going to be able to pull this off in 4 days? She goes, 4 days? Yeah, you can do it in 4 days. And Summer pulls it together for me in 4 days. And I show up with the food and in the tits. And that was hands down one of the best nights of my life to be worshipped by five people at a time. It was, I'm in heaven. I'm a goddess now. I've ascended to my goddess station. That night was a blast. And so I was like, okay, I did that. That's good. And Summer goes, okay, when's the next one? Oh, okay, well, here we go. We're doing this. And then it's grown to conferences and membership clubs and so many and tours. It's going places. Wow. It's a movement now from one interest, one desire, and love and support from somebody who shares the passion. So,
yeah, what a treat.
Right.
You're giving all the treats.
Yes, exactly. I love that. It's been so much fun. So much fun. Absolutely.
So you are on your path and on your are in your passionate flow. I love that.
Yeah. Yeah. I left a 20-year career in nursing that's also a passion to do this full time. So
okay.
It's been a big transition, but I enjoy this so much. So
it's very empowering to like move into what you love so much. I think a lot of people, you know, they work to support their kids or just support, you know, they see it as more of like, this is my job. This is what I need to do. But it's really great to find, you know, this passionate career where you can like also make money and support yourself. Mm-hmm. And that's what I'm trying to build to with this brand and this podcast is, you know, just allowing a space for people to learn and grow and connect. And so that's awesome to see that you're doing it too.
One piece of advice from one of my mentors when I was working my job full time and starting the titty parties. Mm-hmm. And she pretty much encouraged me to drop what I was doing for my job and focus all of my energy full gusto on the passion project. And that is terrifying. You have bills to pay. You need to eat. You need to pay rent. And somehow, with the trust and belief in yourself, because it always comes up, the path just falls before you to do it. So that's something to think about because I love that you're doing this. And if you feel like you would love to do this only, you absolutely should. And you can do it. Just go. And the steps just come right as you step. The steps will come together.
So to kind of take that leap and just trust.
And
trust that.
Trust yourself. Trust that God or whoever you believe in or your mom or your partner wants you to have all the things. Wants you to be covered, wants you to have somewhere to live, wants somewhere for the animals to run, that the universe wants to give you everything that you want and more than you can ever imagine. So, but it takes trust to focus on what brings you happiness, what brings you joy the most. Follow that and you can't go wrong.
That's good advice. Mm-hmm. Did you save any money first or did you just?
I have not spent one dime on these parties at all.
Huh.
Not at all. And I just pre-sell the tickets. So the guests pretty much pay for the parties that I put together for them. So that's another plus too, because I didn't want to put my money into it. I've been appreciated in the form of money to put it together. So that's a good question too.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I have not saved anything. That's what
scares me, you know, because the amount of hours I work, I have a night job where I'm bartending and serving, and that's what, you know, pays my bills. The podcast started accruing a little bit of money on YouTube here and there and for sponsors and things like that, but it's not very consistent. But if I spent all the time that I spent my night job doing the podcast, I always have this thought in my head. I'm like, if I spent all that time or trying to finish my book, maybe everything would be, you know, going moving quicker than it is.
Can I offer you a little tweak?
Yes.
Okay. You don't even have to spend all the time from your bar job on your passion project. You get in, you do what you feel inspired to do, and then you go do whatever you want. And you don't have to expect the money to come from the podcast. Focus on the podcast because you love it, and money will come from everywhere. Mm. Be open to that, because that was a big lesson for me. I'm doing this thing. Why is the money coming from this thing? There's thousands of dollars coming from over here. Oh, okay. Well, I don't, well, I'm just doing this because I like it, but the money is coming from several places around me. So that's another thing too. So be open to where your money comes from. Yes, it's great to come, you know, you put in the effort here, but disconnect from the end goal of making money from your podcast and just make money from everywhere and do your podcast because you love it and it's fun and it's sexy and you get to do it with your partner. Mm-hmm. You get to meet wonderful people.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks, Domino.
You're welcome.
I appreciate you. Well, I love to ask, you know, that last time you had that sweet release, which is, you know, an orgasm here.
Early this morning, actually.
I love that.
That was great. That was great. I've been practicing presence. So I'm having orgasms without porn lately. And this morning was especially sweet. This morning. I tried for every day, but this morning I did manage.
Was it a partnered or was it
just me? Just me and toys.
Nice.
Yeah.
And are you always like playing with your titties while you're doing it, or
sometimes. Sometimes I am. Sometimes I'm not. And I'm always touching them or rubbing them against somebody. Somewhere it gets rubbed on all the time. Or I'm rubbing them against, or I'm just aware. I'm just aware of what they're rubbing on. So there's always pleasure coming from my boobs. That just turned me on just doing that right there.
I love that.
Yeah, I'm just aware more than anything. So yes, I'll warm myself up with some boob play, but you know, I love all of me. I feel like I'm a walking clitoris. So like, you can touch my knee and you'll probably get me going.
Oh, I love that. That's awesome.
Yeah, that was a exercise one of my spiritual parents taught me, to go through your life as a clitoris and see like your perspective from just being pleasurable, like to have thousands of pleasure sensors on your body as you go through your day. And what's that like? So
that's a good practice. Mm-hmm. I love that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, even me, like a week or two ago, we were out of town and I had this like chain shoulder bag. And I was like, we were walking around a bunch and I was like moving it back and forth. And I was like, hey, babe, I'm like really enjoying this purse right now. Like we were walking for like an hour, just like mingling in the neighborhood or whatever. And I was like, oh, this is nice. Mm-hmm. You know, it's nice when you live in that pleasurable state of mind. Mm-hmm. And that's why I love having pleasurable art all over my
home.
And
the plants are awesome, too.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're good energy.
Yeah,
but it just reminds you to, like, be in your pleasure and welcome it whenever it feels right. Because that's
a right. It's a right.
Yeah, it is a right.
It is. To be, as a woman, especially, be in your pleasure, live in your pleasure, because it's there for you. We have clitorises that are just for pleasure. That's amazing. I love being a woman. It's just for me. No other function but to put a smile on my face and a moan in my throat.
Love it.
Right?
I love it.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a lot of fun. So I get it. Surrounding yours, the energy in this place is wonderful with the plants and the art and the vibes with the animals. They're so cute.
Oh, thank you.
So yeah, you definitely have a vibe and I appreciate that you invited me to come speak on the podcast.
Yeah. I'm happy to have you here. You're a natural.
Oh, thank you.
You are a natural. Is there anything else before I let you go that you want to share with my sweets? Any final advice or events coming up?
Oh, yes. We have lots of things coming up. On the 17th, we have our Fantasy World booby party play where the Shapari people and the critters are coming and the boob lovers are coming on this Saturday, the 17th. We're going to be in K-Town. And then we have our monthly cream, which is like, you know, the monthly group members get together and we play. And in July, we have our conference, the Topless Kink Agenda. It's coming. The Topless Fetish Agenda is coming. And we have tours, world tours. There will be weekend getaways. We have a Milk and Desire membership club. iCotProductions.com is in the works. And it's a lot of great things are coming out of it. So it's just blooming. It's blooming and jiggling like boobs.
Let them bloom, let them shake.
Yeah, yes, exactly. So, yeah, those a lot of things coming. Oh, we have a prom coming up too. We were planning for a prom, an adult prom. And we have birthday parties. The Minutest birthday party is coming. And we have formals, like, you know, get your gown on and get really fancy. So I think we don't have enough opportunities as adults to get really fancy.
Oh, I agree.
So to have the opportunity to put on your highest heels. And
that's the best part of going to like play parties or things like this, your events, is like you get to like get all dolled up and feel good and then you get to take it over. And that part to me is like fun.
Yeah, you know,
getting to undress. Do you have a ceremony when you get home and take off all your clothes, or is it more of just a peel them off? And
that's a good question, because I do believe in making ceremony out of everything, washing the dishes or combing my hair. And but typically I just rip it off. But now I thank you for the invitation to especially after a long day of a bra, which I love my boobs. I don't have shoulder back pain, but just having them up all the time is like the first thing I want to take off it. But I would like to incorporate ceremony even in pulling my clothes off, especially being a nudist. That's great. I'm going to write that down and put something together for that. Thank you.
I'm glad you inspired
me. Do you have a ceremony for when you pull your clothes off?
I stopped wearing bras years ago, but I remember growing up. Yeah, I mean, I don't need the support, so I'm blessed with that. But I remember, you know, growing up, you had the push-up bras in high school. And I remember my mom always would come home from work and whip off her bra, and it would just be like on the floor everywhere, every day. And so I think she kind of made me realize like, oh yeah, like you want to whip off your clothes. And so that's the first thing I do when I come home is I get in my comfies. I do love walking around naked when I'm getting ready. And like, I you also have inspired me to walk around naked more. Unfortunately, our apartment building is like, you know, the neighbors are close, and I'm looking forward to hopefully in the near future having more of a home and a house where I can tan nude in the backyard and do my gardening in the nude, you know, because I do feel like I love to be outside and be naked.
Oh, yes.
So that's nice. And once I have my private space, that's something I will hopefully do more of.
I'm dreaming of a private Eden while I'll be in my nude and growing vegetables and fruits. And I will say that if I'm nude and you happen to catch an eye full of my tits, that's a blessing for you. Okay.
Totally.
My windows may be open and you may get an eye full of ass. And great job. Good day for you. And then there's nothing that's going to stop me from being nude. Even if nobody's ever complained in all the years I've walked around naked with the blinds open. Of course, if there's children, that's different. But, you know, if anybody sees me.
That's a good point.
It was meant to happen.
It was meant to be. Meant to give you that gift.
Meant to see it. But I haven't had any complaints. So that's something. Don't hold off your bliss because of a hangup. Be naked and happy and free.
I love it.
As much as you want. Does Sancho like to be naked?
Oh, yeah.
Is he more naked than you?
No, I don't think so. No.
Okay.
No, he's not.
Okay. Yeah, you guys can be nude together.
He takes more baths than me.
Oh,
he does love a good bath.
Nice. I love baths.
Yeah.
I just got out of a 3-hour bath today.
Oh, wow.
I love baths.
Was that centering yourself for today?
I just love it. You know, anything having to do with water, I will sit in the water and run more water for 3 hours if you let me. More if I have my way. I love it so much. So that's interesting that he loves baths.
Yeah, he's a fan of the sauna and the bath.
Yes.
So.
Jacuzzis. Yeah,
good for you.
Yes, that's very nice. Good. Yay. So we'll all be naked together at some point.
Yes, we will. I want to come to one of your events. I'm looking forward to it.
That would be fun. I would love to have you.
Yeah, I'm glad we've connected.
Yes,
it's been such a pleasure having you on today. Yeah,
thank you. This was so much fun. So much fun. All my favorite topics.
Yeah.
I have one question for you too.
Of course.
What's your favorite kink?
Probably rope or bondage in general.
Okay.
As you can see, we've kind of moved to like chains and stuff these days because it's like you can just clasp. I have like, you know, restraints, ankle, you know, wrist and ankle cuffs, and then you can just like chain it and I can be restrained. So I like being restrained, whether it's rope or some sort of, even I was thinking when you mentioned rope at one of your upcoming events or Shibari, one of my favorite harnesses is like a chest harness when it kind of makes your boobs, you know, kind of pop in a weird way, or when you put the knots right on the nipples so that when you tug them in the right way, it's like added, you know, sensations. So I think, rope is probably my favorite.
I just played with some rope at Nirvana Studios and he gave me the chest harness with the knots on the over the nipples. And that was fun to walk around and play in. So I totally get it. I haven't been like fully like bonded. I haven't been in bondage yet. And I think that's something I would say for my dom, whoever he is, whenever I meet him. But I'd be open to playing with it. What is it about that bondage that does it for you?
You know, for me, actually, it's many things. It's like the power dynamic. I like to be, I just like to be restricted, I guess, and not, I don't know, there's a level of like submitting to that and having my partner take, you know, control and worship me.
Yes.
I also am very sensual. So I think even just like the coldness of the chain on my skin or the tightness and the like kind of the sensations of the cuffs as I'm moving can really put me in my body and like out of my head, which I really love.
Nice.
So there's, certain dynamics that feel really nice.
Chains are on my list now.
Chains are easy. You can go to Home Depot, get some chains.
I haven't even seen people with that are into Shibari carry. They have big boxes, so I can't say I've gone through the whole box, but they're not really pulling out chains. They're
Shibari is the art of rope. So that is specifically rope. But like bondage and the umbrella of bondage, chains are fun. Because it's temperature play too, because they're cold. And so it's kind of, and I love like, you know, also wearing jewelry and wearing things on my body. So even that, like, I don't know, there's just something about the sensations of it that's is fun to play with, different than the texture of rope.
Interesting.
It's just a clasp too, you know, so it's a little bit easier.
It is. That was intense. And it was a different experience to have the rope being pulled against my skin and having it taken off too. So that was interesting. I was present for it. But I imagine it's easier when you're done playing. You just get out and get back into cuddling. I imagine. I can see the benefit. You know, something else I've been introduced to was electro play.
Oh, yes.
And that I had an interest in that. And that was a lot of fun.
Yeah, we have an electro kit, but we barely play with it. It's just been a few times.
Oh.
It comes out when we have like women over, I feel like, or like when it's like a sensual night, you know, but it's not like our daily experience. But maybe I'll have to get that out soon.
That'll be fun.
It's fun. Again, it's a sensation play, you know, it's a, it's a way to ignite and fool around with certain areas and get that tingle and that spark.
Right. I saw it at Boobies and Doobies party that I had. The lady was wearing fishnet stockings with rhinestones on to see it light up from the electro kit. That was, that was entertaining.
Yeah.
That was fun. It was a lot of fun.
Well, it's great to hear that you're still exploring and trying new things. I think that's a big...
Yeah, there's so much to explore and I'm still brand new to the lifestyle. So I've slowed down and started savoring as opposed to like, oh my gosh, this. So yes, there is so much to explore in the lifestyle. It's like kid in the candy store.
And that's the key to savor. I think that's something that I found a little bit later in my exploration journey is to really savor the moments. So I love to hear that.
And when you first get there, there is so much to enjoy. You're in a buffet of pleasure and adult fun.
Yeah,
it's nice to get to the savoring part. And I think that embodies the essence of BDSM a lot of times because it's different from like the swingers. It's more about the intimacy and the connection. And there's a lot of subtle nuances that are happening And are more noticeable when you do savor it compared to just having the scene, going through the scene and then reflecting. So, and I'm still learning a lot more about BDSM too. So as I'm coming in from the lifestyle, the swingers lifestyle, not as a swinger, but just as a voyeur of the swingers to the BDSM. And I haven't been to a high protocol event yet. And I still would like to experience that because of the consent and just the community, the environment, the energy of it interests me.
Yeah, they bring a lot of, the whole consent talk, and they bring a lot of those big themes and to the forefront, which kind of trickles out into all these other play parties and spaces, which I really love.
Yeah, me too. I really love that too. So I think it causes people to be accountable with themselves, because if something happened that they didn't like, it's up to you to communicate that, as well as the person that's, doing the action that you don't like. So lot of openings and promoting consent-based play, especially in the breast community. So it's a lot less energy, because we're not having full play. We're just focusing on breasts. And so you can slow down a little bit and find out, how your partner likes to be suckled, or express how you want to be suckled, as opposed to, just letting it happen, because you're going to get to the sex anyway, and you'll just get to, it's a lot to consider. And I really look forward to having a panelist at the conference that's discussing consent, because it's missing a lot in the lifestyle.
It's getting better though. It really is. Okay. But years ago, it was definitely not even a topic of conversation. Yeah. And now that's all the parties do, I feel like, is have that consent talk initially, which is nice.
Yeah. Yeah. I appreciate that as well as a newcomer. It's, to think I could roll over and see somebody with their just waiting to come inside me, it's like, oh no.
Oh, it's off-putting. That's
For sure. So the consent is important. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's really important to me. So,
well, I'm happy to hear that with all your events and everything.
Thank you so much. This has been so much fun. So I hope I get to see some of you guys.
Yeah, you will. You'll see
at the booby parties, the booby ceremonies, and all the things that we're going to be into, including the world tour. So it's so awesome to start my first podcast experience at Sweet Release.
Thank you.
I wish all your hopes and dreams come true with it, and that you grow your tits.
Start now.
And focus, not even that way. I mean, as far as like pursuing what you like and what you like that brings you joy and happiness and energy.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. I really appreciate that. Mm-hmm. Thank you. And to you, sweets, welcome those self-love feelings to every part of your body. Be sweet to yourself. Be here. And as always, be you. I'll see you next time. Thanks again, Domino.
You're welcome. Bye.